Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. As we continue our effort to engage government executives who are changing the way government does business, we are here in New York City. This city, perhaps more than any other, represents a complex ecosystem that requires and consumes a vast array of natural resources. Protecting such resources and the environmental health and welfare of its residents is essential for New York City and all cities to exist and thrive. With us today to discuss his efforts in this area is our very special guest, Cass Holloway, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Environmental Protection. Cass, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much.
Also joining our conversation from IBM is Brian Lewis. Brian, welcome.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Cass, I'd like to start off by learning more about your department. Could you give us a history of the mission function of the New York City Department of Environmental Protection?
Sure. The Department of Environmental Protection is, at today, the modern department, is a collection of functions that have gradually been put together and pulled apart a little bit over time. The current department was started in 1977, I believe, and came out of, in the Lindsay administration, they put together the super agencies. So one of the agencies was the Environmental Protection Administration, I believe. And one function that was in there that no longer is sanitation. So the department has always had water supply, sewage treatment. There was a time back in its history when we also had gas and electric, on the theory that I think it's all utility. So probably from an efficiency point of view, you put it all in the ground at the same time. But it's been DEP since about 1977. But the history of the agency and the water supply for the city of New York goes back to the founding of the Manhattan Company in 1799, which was a private company. So the initial water supply was really a private monopoly or franchise that was granted to this company, and it was a banking company. So it's pretty interesting stuff.
What's the relationship with the folks in Albany, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation?
DEC is our primary regulator.
Okay.
And that's a good question. People do, when I talk to them about what I do, they say, oh, so you're the Environmental Protection Agency for the city of New York. And the answer to that is not really. DEP is a utility. We are a water and wastewater utility primarily. There are a couple of other important quality of life functions that we handle and that are central to our mission, like air quality, noise quality, things that really are about the everyday environment and quality of life for New Yorkers. But the majority of our operating budget, our capital budget, our infrastructure, our personnel, the 6,000 people who work for the agency, that is about water supply and wastewater treatment. Now, it's clearly a heavily regulated area, as it should be. On the drinking water side, the State Department of Health is the primary regulator in terms of meeting drinking water quality standards. On the wastewater treatment side and the quality of the city's what they call ambient waters is with the State Department of Environmental Conservation. And the authority, that regulatory authority in most cases is delegated from the federal authority, which is the Environmental Protection Agency.
You mentioned the fact that you're actually a utility in some capacity. And in the scale of operations at DEP, could you give us a sense? You mentioned 6,000 employees. How is it organized, the size of your budget, and more particularly, the size of your portfolio in terms of mains, tunnels, aqueducts, and just the whole thing that you manage?
Well, it's pretty amazing. The agency has 6,000 employees. We supply about 1 billion gallons of drinking water every day to New Yorkers, 8 million in the city and 1 million who are just outside the city and in some upstate counties and towns. And that all happens through about 6,600 miles of aqueducts, tunnels, and water mains. The water comes from as far away as 125 miles in the Catskill-Delaware watershed upstate. And then it comes into the Kensico Reservoir, and I won't go through all the distribution channels, but the primary channel right now is into Kensico, then into the Hillview Reservoir in Yonkers, which is right over the city line. And from there, it gets fed into city water tunnels number 1, 2, and 3, where it's carried to the distribution network of mains under the streets. Once you take a drink at your tap or brush your teeth or whatever else, take a shower, then you're in the sewer system. You're in the collection system in the terms of the people, you know, our sewage treatment workers and the wastewater treatment side of the business. There are 7,400 miles of sewer mains in New York City, and they carry the 1.3 billion gallons of wastewater that New Yorkers produce every day to one of 14 wastewater treatment plants. And each of those plants is a major industrial operation. So when I think about the agency operations, it's really supply, which comes from our 19 reservoirs, distribution, which are those 6,600 miles of water mains and 7,400 miles of sewer mains, and then treatment, the 14 wastewater treatment plants. And then there is the other operating division, if you will, is our capital division. Our Bureau of Engineering, Design, and Construction, they build and maintain the city's sewer, water, and wastewater infrastructure. So it's big.
So what are your official responsibilities, and more particularly, what's a week or a day in the life of a commissioner?
The top three responsibilities I have are, first, to deliver clean drinking water and to treat wastewater to the appropriate standards so that our receiving water is where the effluent, the treated water from our wastewater treatment plants ultimately goes back into the surrounding waters around New York City. The second priority and responsibility is to do this all in a way that's sustainable and meet the mayor's sustainability goals. And then number three, tying one and two together, I have to do all of that as cost efficiently as possible at the lowest possible cost so that the New Yorkers, the 834,000 customers, ratepayers, if you will, who pay the water bills, pay as little as possible for the best service.
So in a sense, you're providing a service like most utilities, the concept, but you're also protecting that vital asset, which is water.
Correct.
That's coming in clean, good, healthy, probably one of the best drinking waters in the world. And that's your job.
Yes, I certainly agree with that. It's one of the best in the world. And in terms of delivering that billion gallons, that has to meet the water quality standards. And to ensure that that happens, our Division of Water Quality conducts more than 500,000 tests a year. So at any given time, there are people out testing water quality, and I get updates on certain tests and so forth. And so I'm very plugged into that side, but as well as the wastewater side. Wastewater treatment is a complicated, energy-intensive business, and it's but we have some of the best workers anywhere doing that work all throughout our agency. So I would say I'm very lucky in the sense that I have a very strong set of managers who have been involved in water and wastewater for a long time, and so far it's been great.
So, Commissioner, in the context of your responsibilities and duties, what are the top three challenges that you face in your position, and how are you addressing these challenges?
I think number one is performance measurement at the agency. DEP clearly does a good job. People turn on the tap, the water comes out. The water also goes away, and it tastes great. So in a sense, we're doing great by that measure. But one of the things that we're building at DEP now is a new Office of Strategic Planning that is putting together a comprehensive set of metrics across those four core areas that I talked about. Because it's not just enough to break things down into your management buckets, but also then to say, well, what are my goals within this area? Then how are we going to get there? So I'm taking a very methodical approach to defining those things with the ultimate goal of to help you drive decision making across the agency, because resources are limited. And in order to prioritize, you really have to have the whole picture. Challenge number two Our capital program is huge. We have right now $11 billion in construction. We have $3 billion in design. We do some very complicated work, and we have to do all our projects with our wastewater treatment plants while we keep the plants running. You can't shut down and go to a divert flow to another plant, so that dries up cost and it makes it more complicated, but we do it. I think there is some opportunity to bring some more discipline to our project design and execution process. So that's a huge challenge. Third, operating efficiency. I think one thing that I saw coming into the agency, there was to a certain degree silos, operating silos that I wanted to break down. Part of the issue with it is people don't take advantage of resources. People also get it in their mind that those resources are their resources, and that's not the case. That they're the agency's resources, and we have to figure out how best to allocate them. But as a matter of really trying to leverage the expertise across the agency, before I came in the first day, was we started taking down the walls on the top floor to build a bullpen. I brought all the senior managers up, and we're all sitting in a room together rather than waiting and setting up a meeting and taking an interminable amount of time. Maybe you forget about it. It's not as important. You can deal with things right away in that kind of environment. The final challenge, the agency's relationship with its regulators and our stakeholders. I think for a long time, the attitude was, well, you can only get something done with DEP if you sue us. The mayor's philosophy on that is, you know, if you're litigating, you've lost. Usually you can come up with a better deal, more cost-effective, and something that's going to maintain operating flexibility if you negotiate in the context of all your competing demands. And so one of the first things we announced in February was an agreement with the Natural Resources Defense Council and stakeholders in Jamaica Bay to make $115 million of investments in nitrogen reduction over the next 10 years. Now, there are standards, and that could have been embodied in a consent order that we litigated over 5 years, during which time God knows how many resources would be wasted getting to that result, and then you end up with something that just ties your hands.
Prior to your leadership of DEP, you have been involved in a number of important initiatives for the city, spanning health impact of September 11, 2001, terrorist attacks, and implementation of the city's solid waste management plan. Would you tell us a little more about yourself and describe your career path for our listeners? What brought you to your current role?
Sure. Well, I came to New York City right after college, and I came to the New York City Parks Department, and I worked for then Parks Commissioner Henry Stern. What I learned in that job was first a love for New York City. I'm originally from the suburbs of Philadelphia. This is to understand the history of the city and those public spaces, parks, was a really informative experience. But then as soon as you learn about parks, you learn about Robert Moses. As soon as you learn about Robert Moses, you learn about infrastructure and how do you get things done and incremental change and then some not so incremental change in the way this whole city is constantly rebuilding itself. I just found terrific, endlessly fascinating. Then I went to law school. After 3 years at the Parks Department, came back to New York City after that, and practiced for a few years. I had worked at Parks with Edward Schuyler, who was the former deputy mayor for operations. In 2006, when the mayor asked Ed to become a deputy mayor, he called me and said, hey, maybe that opportunity's now. It's an opportunity. I was his chief of staff and counsel for 4 years and during the second term. That was a tremendous experience. That's where all those things, the 9/11 health, but overall operations of the city, I think we faced some really challenging issues, particularly in building safety. And there are just many areas. It really opens your eyes at that level to the intricacy of the interinvolvement of city agencies. And at the end of the second term, once the mayor was reelected, because I was not planning on being here this long, but I thought, you know, if the right kind of opportunity is available, I certainly would be open to it. And I'd been working, DEP is in the operations portfolio, and I'd been working closely with them. And ultimately, the mayor asked if I would take it on, and it's been a fantastic opportunity.
How does the city of New York manage its natural resources? We will ask Cass Holloway, Commissioner of the New York City Department of Environmental Protection, to share with us when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.